Okay, Rabos, I hope all is well. Good vach. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Kuf Zayin. Good to be back after a bit of a hectic trip. We're here on Kuf Vav Amud Beis, three lines up, with another statement of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we left off with one yesterday, right? If he ended up with talking about Toyin Tainis Ganav Be'aveda. If you claim, right, that by a lost object that it was stolen, really, you have it. So he said you're going to pay. You're going to pay kefal. So basically, he's going to use the same pasuk to teach us a different halacha about Toyin Tainis Ganav. Let's just read that pasuk because it's going to come in, it's going to be relevant. Now, the pasuk says, again, if you slide over the Torah or, right, I'll call davar pesha, or I'll shor, I'll chamor, I'll se, I'll salma, on all item, anything that you're poshea in, any type of item, I'll call aveda, any lost object, and that we used yesterday, right, to teach me the chayv kefal. I assure you, marki uze, right, arlo elohim, yavosh, dvar shenaham, I assure you, and elohim, yishalim shenayim nariyehu, that you can end up paying, right, kefal, if you claim Toyin Tainis Ganav, right, yesterday he used the pasuk of kol aveda to teach me that you're going to be chayv kefal for Toyin Tainis Ganav, if you claim if it was stolen, right, and it wasn't, right, and you actually took it, so you're going to pay kefil, right, by that case. And now we're going to use that pasuk. That pasuk is, again, in the context of a shomer in Parshas Mishpatim. So we're going to use that pasuk again to teach me a different halacha. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaToyin Tainis Ganav B'Kadon, Enu Chayev Ad SheYachpor B'Miktas, V'Yoda B'Miktas. You're only going to be Chayev, Toyin Tainis Ganav, by B'Kadon, again, B'Kadon being an item that someone gave to you, right, for safekeeping or whatever, like, let's say a shomer, right, a shomer is only going to be Chayev if he's Moda B'Miktas, if he admits to some of it and is kofer by another some of it, meaning it's an item, right, so it can't be a monetary amount, right, normally the case of Moda B'Miktas, as we'll discuss in a second, is by a loan, but, you know, I lent you $100, you say, I don't know what you're talking about, it was only $50, so that's Moda B'Miktas, and you're Chayev a Shvua D'Oraisa. Here, we're talking about an item, so it must be, right, a case where, for example, a guy says, I gave you two sheep, right, and the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about, there's only one sheep. Okay, so he's kofer b'miktas, and he admits to some of it, that's Moda b'miktas. My time, why is that? Because Damar Kra, because the pasuk says, ki who's that? Right, one of the things we quoted in that pasuk was, ki who's that? The guy says, no, it's only this, meaning I only owe you this, not what you claim. That I owe you. So in that case, right, he's only going to be chayev kefal, but in other cases, right, he is not. So that is upliga de Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, and that is against Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, to Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Eruv Parshas Kosov Kan. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says that we're mixing topics over here. What does that mean? So again, as quoted, as pointed out, that pasuk is by the shomer, talking about a shomer. The pasuk, the concept of Moda B'Miktas, though, as we'll get to, right, in you know, a couple of weeks, at the beginning of Bava Metzia, that's primarily by loans. Person says, like I said before, a person says, you owe me $100, and says, I don't know what you're talking about, I only 50, right, so then there's a concept of Moda B'Miktas. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, not Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, that Eruv Parshios, meaning that we have a mixture of topics, and really the pasuk of Kiyuzah, that you're going to make a Moda B'Miktas, really that's only relevant by loans, by halvaos, and really the Torah just wrote it over here by a shomrim, but it doesn't really apply in both scenarios. So that's against, right, what Rabbi Yochanan just said, because he used this pasuk that talks about shomrim to say that by a shomer is also only going to be chayiv if he is Moda B'Miktas. Now just to read Rashi, because it says it very well, pasuk shumim parsha acheres, this Arev Bezu, Shena Makomo, right, a pasuk that's from a different topic, right, is written here by Shomrim, and it's not its right place. Dehai Ki Huzeh, because that pasuk of Ki Huzeh that teaches me Yuchayev Moda B'Miktas, so that's Im Kesef Talveh Havalel Mechtavei. That should have been written in Im Kesef Talveh Asami, another part of Parshas Mishpatim, which talks about loans, right, we read it on Cholmoid Pesach, right, the Hasam Kai, because it's talking about the Ilu Bahar, it's really Shaykh over there by Moda B'Miktas, there's a loan Halvaos case. Dila b'hach parshasa the b'kadon below das b'miktas mechayev, and really again this is our machlokes, right? That Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says even without a hodas b'miktas, even if without a moda b'miktas, you're still going to be chayev. Okay, so that's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. And so Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef just continues with chiksiv ki yuzeh amal v'hu dichtiv, as we said before, that it's going based on, it's going on a loan. U'mayshna malva, why therefore, the Gemara, we're going to see this Gemara also at the beginning of Bava Metzia a couple weeks, why therefore is there a split between a loan and a pikadon, right, where a person has to be moda b'miktas to b'chayev shvua, but by a pikadon, right, he's not. Like Rabbah said, I'm a Rabbah, Mipnima, I'm a Torah, Moda B'Miktas, Atayna Yishava. Why does the Torah say that if someone admits to half, he's going to have to take a Shavua? Because Chazaka ain't out the maze pun of Bifnei Balchobo. Because we have a rule. We have a Chazaka that a person is not going to be Chutzpedek went in front of Bukovo, a person, someone who owes money, right? He knows you owe money. You know he owes him, you owe money. But you're not going to be chutzpah to say, I don't owe you anything. You're not going to deny the whole thing. V'hai, b'kule boy d'nichpere. Right, the reason he would have denied it, right, the whole thing, b'kule boy d'nichpere, he wanted to deny the whole thing. V'hai d'lo d'nichpere, v'shum d'ein adam e'espanav. But the reason he didn't is because the person is not that chutzpah. B'kule boy d'lo delay, and really, theoretically, he would admit, right, that to all of it, that he owes the whole thing. V'hai d'cover le'b'miktah, sabar edim v'din, le'b'kule, tav le'b'kule. The only reason he denies half of it is because if he says, if I admit to all of it, he's going to make me pay him all of it, and ishtamit lehu miha hashta, and he's going to say, I'm going to kind of run away from it for now for a little bit. The high religious do parana until he has the money, meaning the guy doesn't have the money right now. So if he missed the whole $100,000 loan, well, so he's going to be like, okay, pay me up $100,000. So he doesn't have $100,000. He has $50,000. So he says, I'll be motivated to half of it. And when he has the money, he'll pay him back. So therefore, Rama Rachmana Shvua, therefore, the Torah says, you got to take a Shvua. Right, so therefore, that he'll admit, right, all of it. But Bekavi Milva, the Ikam, the Meimar Hachi, that's all Shaykh. By a loan, avakabi pikadon, but by an object. So then, meiz, right? The guy will be, right, certainly will be chutzpedik, and therefore we don't have, you know, there's no issue, right? You don't have to apply the whole svara of mod b'miktas by an item, right? And he could, even if it's true that it's the guy's, he doesn't have a problem telling him it's not yours. Why not? If you look at Rashi, he basically writes three words, very simple. The ain kantova, right? There's no chesed over here, right? By the loan, the guy, you were in a tough spot. Guy lent you $100,000. Now you're not going to be kofar tov, right? Jews are makir tov, right? In general, you did him a favor, so you're not going to just like spit it back at him. But here, when the guy gave me his watch, gave me his sheep, gave me a thing to, I'm doing him the favor. So there's not necessarily any guarantee, right? That he's going to admit the truth or whatever, that he's just pushing him off. So again, that we see again why are we quoting this whole thing? Because this is against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you need to have a modi b'miktas case to be chayev in kevel, right? And Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says no, it's only shayech, right, to halvos. Okay, Rami Tani Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama taught the following halacha: Ba Shomrim Tzrichin Kfir b'miktas. Right, for the four shomrim, right, and have to have modim b'miktas to be chayiv, right, again, to be chayiv a shvua sabikadon, right, the shvua that the Torah says that you have to take, right, the four shomrim have to take the shvua, have to be modim b'miktas to get the shvua, eluhem, and these are them, shomachinim, shol, nosi socher, versocher, right, the four shomrim, right, that you're perhaps familiar with. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Brachama. What's the reason? What's Rami Brachama's reason? Shomer Chinam Behediksiv. So by Shomer Chinam, that's already the pasuk. That's the pasuk's topic is Shomer Chinam. And it says straight out, right? Kiyuza, right? It's only this that I'm chayiv to you and not what you're claiming for me to be chayiv. Shomer Sacher, what about a Shomer Sacher? So Yalef Nesina Nesina and Shomer Chinam. We have Fixer Shava, right? For to Shomer Chinam, that the halacha is the same. What about a Shoel, a borrower? Again, also, Vechi Yishal, right? Then that's a different pasuk. There's a pasuk by, where is that pasuk? Vechi Yishal Yish Meim Rehu Vnis Baro Meis Baalav Einimo Mishalim Mishalim. Right, so that tells me again that, what's it called? If he borrows something, that is, what's it called? That is, again, that's talking about the, obviously borrowing something. And Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. And since when it says Vichy Yishal, right, and right, when he borrows something, right, that's going on what we just discussed before, which is, again, Shomer Chinam Shomer Zacher. Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. That's adding right back to the thing we had right before, and therefore, right, it has the same halachos. Socher, what about a guy who rents something? So that's a machlokas, actually Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But Mimanashach, regardless, right? Either Mandamar Kishomer Socher, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that is a Shomer Socher, so Hainu Shomer Socher, so it's the same halacha, right? And therefore you have to be more than mixas. Either Mandamar Kishomer Chinam, right? Regardless, right? Hainu Shomer Chinam, so again, the Socher, regardless of whether you hold, right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, is still going to have to be chayiv and more than mixas. Okay. He's still going to have to say more than mixas if to be chayiv in the Shuas Sapikadam. Shuas Hashomrim. Well, I guess she was Bikadon. Yeah. Vamar Bechir Bar Yosef. Bechir Bar Yosef said that Toin Tainas Ganav Bikadon Enu Chayvashi Shlach Bo Yat. Now we're going to have three opinions. All right, this will be basically to the end of the daf. Right? When a person is Toin Tainas Ganav Bikadon, a person says he has an object and he said someone stole it, really it's his. The Shaila is, when is it going to be Chayv? Is it if he used it, right? Or if he didn't use it? And then we're going to have three possibilities. Right? Obviously, those are two possibilities. We're going to have a third. in terms of that halacha. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says that he's only going to be chayiv if he used it, right? If he used it and then he swore, obviously took a shvuah that it was stolen or whatever. So my time, why it would going to be chayiv only if he used it? Tamar Cook, the Buzik says, Vinikra of Balabais Alohim, Im lo shalach yadobam lechas by Reyehu. Right, you go to court. If he didn't use it, right, if he didn't shalach yad, if he didn't extend his hand, if he didn't use the item, Michaldi shalach bayad, right, implying that if he did use it, so then Michaev, then he's going to be Chayev. Lememra, right, to teach me. The Bishalach bayad Raskinan must be the case, right, if he's going to be Chayev, if you're going to pay Kefal, right, that's the Hemshech of the Pasuk, if you're going to pay Kefal, so it must be that he did use it. Amalu Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Hachem Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Bomedes al Avusa Shanu, no, we're talking about we're going to be Chayev Kefal if the animal is standing on the Avusa. Avusa is like the trough, right, where he eats. Even if he was just standing there and you didn't touch it, right, it's going to be Chayev, right, for Kefal. Amalu Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Dafka Bomedes al Avusa Kamar, Aval Shach Bayad, Kana, or Yeshua Lomir Hain, but we should probably back up a little bit. Meaning, what is Rabbi Yochanan says that when it's standing on the trough, right, does that mean only or also? Right, also, meaning is it only if he didn't touch it, or also if he didn't touch it? That's what Rabbi Zera's Shaila was. Dafka Bo Medes Alabuzakamar, is it specific to when the animal is just standing there and he didn't touch it? Aval Shalach Bayad, but if he did use the item, then Kana, then he's acquired it, meaning, i.e., then he's a Ganaf, meaning he has to pay for it. Vishvulo Mehanya Beiklum, and then the Shvul obviously doesn't help. Odom, or maybe a filo medesal gusagamar, or maybe he means that you chayev kefal even if he didn't touch it, but obviously if he did touch it, you would be chayev kefal. Samalei, sorry, just to clarify, I mean, if it, not that he's a ganav, but if shalach bayad, then he's a gazlan, then he's stolen it from him, and then he's not going to pay kefal, and he's going to be a gazlan. But that's the first side. The other side is that no, that in either case, whether he used it or not, but he's going to be a chayiv kefal. So amar lei. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said back to him, amar lei, zulo shamati. I didn't hear that, but kiyotze ba shamati. I heard something similar. And Amar Rabbi Asi bar. Nope, just kidding. I don't know where these words are. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoin Tainis Avad Vinishba, V'chazer V'tan Tainis Ganav Vinishba. Guy claims it was lost, and he swore that was true. And then he claims that it was stolen, and he swore that it was true. Ubo Edim, and he finds Edim that the guy actually has the item. So Potter, he's going to be Chai from Kefal. My time, why is that? Lav Mishum Dekana B'Shvua Rishona. Must be that, again, the first Shvua, when he claimed that it was lost, and he swore, then he became, right, a gazlan. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan holds, right, that if he uses it, right, that then he's going to be a gazlan, and he's going to be potter from kefal, because only a ganav pays kefal and not a gazlan. So Amalei said back to him, well, not necessarily hold v'yotzei yedei bailim shvua rishona. Could be so that the first court case, when he swore falsely, but when he swore that the animal was lost, right, and in that case we just quoted, and then he swore again that it was stolen. Well, as soon as he swears that the animal was lost, so then that court case is done. Right, he's done. Right, he's potter. Yotzei de bailim. Right, he's already done with this guy. Right, so the court case is finished. And then when he takes it afterwards, right, then already he's a what's called, then he's a gazlan. But the kefal is only shayach, right, if by a shvua, right, and once he took the first shvua, right, the whole court case is finished, right, and there's nothing left to talk about over here. Itmar Nami was also said, and again the same halacha, right, that it was agreed upon. I'm Rabbi Avin, I'm Rabbi Loi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoin Tanis Aveda Bepikado Vinishba. The guy claims that it was lost. Right, and he swore. Because of time, is kind of Geneva Vinishba, right? Again, it's our case, right? And then he came back and said it was stolen, and he swore. Ubo Eden Potter, then he's going to be Potter. Meaning Potter from Kefal, he obviously has to pay for the item because he stole it. Right? Hoel, since Vyotze, they buy the Meshua Rishona. Right, since that he was Yotzei, right, his chiyuv to the Bailim, right, with the first shvua. Okay, Amar of Sheshes. Sheshes says that no, third possibility. Hatoin Tan is Ganav Bikadon. Kevin Sheshalach Bo Yad. Potter, right? If a person doesn't use it, you're going to be chayiv. If again, you have an item, you claim it was stolen, And then, right, you if you haven't used it, you're going to be chayev. If you did use it, you're going to be potter, i.e. potter from kefil. My time, and why is that? Because how can kamar rachmana Torah says, again, same pasuk, just learns that a little differently, v'nekrav bala bias elu Elohim im lo shalach yado. Right, ha shalach yado potter. Meaning, if go to the court, go to Beis Din, if he didn't use it, then he's going to pick kefil. But if he did use it, then he's going to be Potter from Kefil. I'm like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? Well, shalosh shvuos must be also. One second. The halacha is that we make him take three shvuos. And that's not modem. When you say shvuos, modem shvuos, hapikadon, and a shomer chinam is going to take a shvuos that he didn't, you know, that the item was stolen, he makes three shvuos, right? I mean, or the three chalakim of the shvuos, whatever. Shvuos shalosh pashati ba, shvuos shalosh shakti ba yad, right? Shvuos shein ober shusi. He has to say three different things. First of all, that I wasn't poshea. I wasn't negligent in my shmirah. Second of all, that I didn't use it. And third of all, that I don't have it anymore. Right? My lav shvu delo shalach de baya dumi de shvu shenu bershuzi. And seemingly, those three should have the same halacha. But the shvu that I didn't use it should be similar to the shvu that it's I don't own it. I don't have it anymore. My shvu shenu bershuzi ki migalia milsa de isi bershuzi chayiv. Right, just like if a guy swears it's not in my backyard and it turns out that it is, right, obviously he's going to be chayiv kefil. So af shvuah shelo shalachti bayad, right? So too, right, the shvuah that I didn't use it, right? If it turns out they did use it, ki migla milsa ki shalach bayad, right? If it turns out they did use it, so he should be chayiv. So malay, lo, said no, those shvuahs are not necessarily the same. Right, shvuah shelo shalachti bayad, dimi de shelo shpashati ba. Right, you compare, right, the shvuah that I didn't use it to the shvuah that I wasn't negligent. Right, ma shvuah shelo pashati ba, ki migla milsa which a pasha potter mikefil. Right, just like if the guy swears that he didn't, he wasn't negligent. If it turns out he was negligent, so in that case, you're not going to be chayv kefal, right? You're not chayv kefal, right? If you're poshea with the item, right? Again, poshea means I was negligent. The animal either run off or got stolen or whatever. I was negligent in my shmirah. So you don't pay kefal for that. So too, af shvuah shalosh shalach bayad. So too, a shvuah that he didn't use it, like kimigla milsa, the shalach bayad, if it turns out that he did use it, potter mi kefal, he's similarly, likewise, he's also going to be putter from Kefil. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go right to the Hilul Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.